This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Forecasters say they expect Hurricane Dorian to become a dangerous and powerful storm when it moves into the western Atlantic toward the U.S. East Coast. Dorian strengthened from a tropical storm into a Category 1 hurricane as it struck the U.S. Virgin Islands Wednesday, clobbering the territory with powerful rain and wind. National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham says residents along the East Coast need to be ready.
Keeping on in a hurricane with time becoming a major hurricane by Saturday is what we're expecting, and then continue to be a major hurricane as we get really close to the Florida coastline.
The storm continues to move in a northwesterly direction and late Wednesday was northeast of San Juan, Puerto Rico, with sustained winds near 160 kilometers per hour. It doesn't appear that Dorian will strike areas of Puerto Rico devastated by Hurricane Maria 2 years ago. On Wednesday, President Donald Trump and the mayor of San Juan had a Twitter fight over federal aid to the territory. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The president's apparently still smarting over some Puerto Rican officials criticizing his administration's response to Hurricane Maria 2 years ago. San Juan Mayor Carmen Yulín Cruz was among the most outspoken. The president's calling her incompetent and Puerto Rico one of the most corrupt places on earth. He's again making a claim fact-checkers have repeatedly knocked down, that Puerto Rico's received more aid than any place ever. The mayor's telling the president to get out of the way and make way for those of us who are actually doing the work on the ground. Sagar Magani at the White House.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.